Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Wednesday, and once again, beautiful 69 right now. Feels like 73 and partly sunny. Tonight, we'll get more reaction to the death and the apparent suicide of former State Representative John Kevela, one of his fellow House members from the UP. Ed McBroom will be here. Also, if we want to fix our healthcare system, maybe we need to look at the veterans' healthcare system. We'll hear what they're doing right and what we could do to fix our larger system. But let's talk about first the story everyone's been discussing ad nauseum, but we'll get some insightful perspective from a man who can bring us not only the perspective of today, but a historical outlook on what's happening here. Alan Sachs with us. Political science professor at the University of Texas at Arlington to talk about, well, we're talking about James Comey and what's happening there. Alan, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you so much. It's always appreciated.
So we hear Democrats are already saying this is like the Saturday Night Massacre when Richard Nixon fired Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox, and this is the beginning of a major scandal that might take down the Trump administration. Do you think
there's a major scandal brewing, but it's not that one. The scandal that has not been really quite covered enough is the surveillance of Mr. Trump and probably other politicians by the former President Obama's administration.
Okay.
The unmasking, I don't like that word, I don't know where it comes from, but the revealing of sensitive names out of the administration.
But we don't hear anybody really talking about
that. We don't hear anybody
right
talking about that much. That is a potential scandal. There is no comparison between this and Watergate. Watergate with Richard Nixon, as many people may or may not remember, was about a president that broke into the Democratic headquarters, had people do it. It's a long story.
Mm-hmm.
One thing led to another. And there was a special prosecutor appointed whose name was Archibald Cox. And on a Saturday night, Richard Nixon fired him. That's why it's called the Saturday Night Massacre.
Yeah, but they want to compare that to
no
Trump.
Comparison.
Well, they're saying that, look, this is a case where they believe he, President Trump, there may be some issue there with his connection to Russia, and he's fired a man that was investigating that case exactly. Well, what do you think about that?
No comparison whatsoever. The Democrats, I'm going to be partisan for a minute, the Democrats have a great history of hyperbole. They throw names around and labels and hoping that something will stick.
Mm-hmm.
And it might, because I've already encountered people today who say, well, Mr. Comey may be fired correctly, and maybe he should have been fired, but I don't know about it right now.
Mm.
And what they're doing in their mind, they're thinking, well, there was some cover-up that President Trump is trying to accomplish.
Mm.
So the label throwing and the comparisons with Watergate and everything else that Charles Schumer's and people like that can throw at President Trump, a lot of it is sticking.
How often, Alan, how often do presidents fire FBI directors?
It's not very common. It happened during President Clinton's administration. He fired an FBI director whose name was William Sessions. And I don't know all the parameters of it or what happened, but President Clinton fired that FBI director very early in his, presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But also, various presidents have come into office and fired many, if not all, United States attorneys. And that's a very important issue, too.
Right.
It's not quite as glamorous as FBI director, but it's a very important office.
Now, in your view, Alan, did James Comey do something wrong as the director?
I don't know if he did anything wrong. I'm not privy to it, but it sure was unusual. When he came out and talked about Hillary Clinton's emails, by the way, all this goes back to Mrs. Clinton. None of this would really be around if it wasn't for Hillary Clinton.
Hmm.
So he comes out at a press conference, a memorable press conference. I saw it live. And he comes out and he outlines all of the things that Mrs. Clinton has done with breaking the law. She's done this, she's done this, she's done this. She broke the law. And then he even goes further and says, other things may have been very misleading. There could be other names for it, but she broke the law.
Yeah,
and then he ends by saying, but we're not going to recommend prosecution.
Yeah, because
and everybody said, What?
It was an issue of intent, right? He said the intent was
And by the way, you don't have to prove intent.
Yeah.
In regard to these kinds of laws, the mishandling of top security, you don't have to prove intent. Yeah. If you mishandle it, it's mishandled, and you are guilty. Yeah. You don't have to prove intent.
Right, and certainly Ms. Clinton wasn't happy with him either for coming out and confirming that there's an investigation going on into her emails. Alan Sachs, political science professor, University of Texas at Arlington. Democrats say at this point, there has to be an independent special prosecutor, must be appointed to look at what happened with Russia meddling in our elections. Do you agree with that?
I would say let's have an independent prosecutor. Let's also have an independent prosecutor for Mrs. Clinton's alleged misdeeds as well. And that would be okay. If we're going to have a special prosecutor for President Trump and why he fired FBI director, mm-hmm. and see where that leads. And by the way, when you have a special prosecutor, they can go almost anywhere. It's just a complete wide open, whatever they want to do.
We saw the Bill Clinton, right? He actually
That's
ended up
right.
going into some very dark places.
I would also say that let's have a special prosecutor, maybe the same one. I'm not sure how it could be done. It'd be a lot on one special prosecutor's plate, yeah. to investigate Mrs. Clinton, her emails, the Clinton Foundation, and lots of things that now are sort of off the front pages. Mm-hmm. Let's bring them back.
The fixation we're seeing with Russia, is it similar by the press to what we saw during Watergate, the amount of attention they're giving this?
No, it was nothing like that. Another country was never brought into it. Mm-hmm. The Watergate controversy was all about President Nixon and his penchant for secrecy, mm-hmm. whether or not he knew of the break-in at the Democratic
headquarters. Right, but in terms of the media fixation, I mean, this is 24/7 coverage now.
Yeah, there was. The media did not like Richard Nixon. They loved the Kennedys and still do. And therein lies some of the problem, because President Kennedy had some issues too, not so much with financial things or anything like that. But his private life was what a deal, you know. That does not take away from his presidency too much in the minds of the public. Yeah. Nobody knew about it.
The media did know about it, but they
didn't say anything about it.
If the media, Alan, keeps pushing this as a scandal, could this turn into one? They can make it one, essentially.
Yeah, they're going to make it one. It is incredible, the beating up on President Trump by comedians, by the academic community, by the Democratic Party, by certain groups in this country. It is unceasing. It is just banging one thing over the head. And I guess it's whatever sticks. You know, let's try everything, and one of those things may stick. Yeah. So I don't know if there's going to be independent prosecutor or not. The Republicans say no. The Democrats say yes.
Yeah.
By the way, as everybody knows today, the Democrats who've been following this, the Democrats are now so outspoken, Senator Schumer, former Senator Harry Reid, John Podesta, who headed up Hillary Clinton's campaign, and many, many others. They called for Mr. Comey, the FBI director's firing.
Right. They wanted him out, and now suddenly they're upset.
They wanted him out because he was hurting Hillary Clinton.
Definitely.
Now they love him.
Now it's turning around. Hey, Alan,
right.
I always like to get your thoughts on your students, because you say in general they've been somewhat apathetic about the political news. Do you think this is the kind of story that might get their interest?
Yeah, they're beginning to take some interest in it, mm-hmm. and that's interesting because they can understand it. It's sort of clear to them. You know, it doesn't involve a great understanding of economics or anything like that. But just on the surface, they understand it pretty well. Hmm. In other words, the president fired the FBI director. What did he have to cover up, you know?
Right.
And
are they outraged?
It's more difficult than that.
Yeah.
They don't respond very well.
So when you talk to your students about this meddling of Russians, the potential of them meddling in our elections, does that upset them in any way?
It does a little bit. Frankly, a lot of the students aren't even following it. They do know about the firing, because that was very dramatic and very easy to understand and to grasp, even for me. But on a deeper issue, like where was Russia involved,
yeah.
what is Russia all about in regard to intervening in our politics, they won't follow that nearly so much.
Oh, they just and so okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see where this goes. Yeah, hey, Alan, do you think? I mean, could this lead to some kind of a resignation by President Trump?
I think that's exactly what the Democrats want. They've been pounding on him even before he was inaugurated. They want him out of office.
Is it getting that to that? Are you feeling that?
I think they're moving toward that. They want him out of office.
Yeah.
No matter whether it takes dirty jokes by Stephen Colbert and Bill Maher, that's one part of it. Right. Whether it takes the rhetoric of a Maxine Waters representative, whether it takes the hammering of a Charles Schumer, they're going to go at him from all angles.
We'll
they want him out. And they're moving toward impeachment.
Things are moving so fast. I mean, he's just been there a few months. It's incredible.
That's right.
Alan,
they didn't like him from the start. And the reason why, he's not one of them.
Yeah.
He is not one of their culture as much as anything else.
Yeah. Well,
he's not. I think that's the problem as much as anything.
They just don't like him viscerally. Yeah, I mean, he walks in the room, they probably wince a little bit. Hey, it's Alan Sachs, political science professor, University of Texas at Arlington, here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
It's going to be an interesting year.
It is.